A storm system enhanced by the tropical remnants of what was Hurricane Florence came through our area last night through early this morning. Rainfall was heavy in spots, especially along the I-90 corridor. That's where some areas picked up over 2 inches of rain. Nearly 3 inches of rain fell in the Albany area, and there are some pockets across central and eastern Massachusetts that have picked up over 5 inches of rain from this storm last night into today. The stormy weather is moving away from our area, and we've had some nice sunshine breakout this afternoon, so hopefully you've had an opportunity to enjoy the late part of the day. It is still on the muggy side. Dew points are way up, running in the 60s to near 70 this afternoon, so the humidity does feel quite tropical. And we do have a secondary cold front to our north, and that's going to be the change agent for us. So we're going to see that front come through, and that's really going to drop off the humidity coming up later on tonight. Now, as the front comes by, there is the small chance of a passing shower, primarily across the north country. I don't think the rain threat is particularly large, but I can't completely rule out the chance of a passing shower across the north over the next few hours. Otherwise, we'll see a mix of clouds and stars coming up tonight. Some areas of fog are likely to form as we go through the night, and the humidity will drop off first north and west of Albany. In the capital region, it'll still be kind of on the muggy side this evening, then the humidity will drop off overnight, and it will still be rather humid for areas south of Albany. Look for a big range in temperatures tonight, anywhere from the 40s in portions of the Adirondacks to near 60 in the capital region, and about 65 or so well south of Albany. So for some of us, it'll be a chilly start to the day tomorrow, especially from the capital region on north and west. And as we go through the day, temperatures will climb into the 60s and 70s. So that's a little more like September, at least what we expect in September. And the humidity tomorrow will be much lower than today. Look for a mix of clouds and sunshine. The quiet weather continues through most of Thursday, though as the front gets closer, clouds will increase, and I can't rule out a late-day shower on Thursday, but most of the day is going to be dry. We'll see temperatures near 70. The warm front passes Thursday night, then the cold front comes through on Friday. That'll bring us another shot for some wet weather. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, a spotty early shower, then partly cloudy and less humid with areas of fog, lows in the 50s with some 40s in the Adirondacks. And for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, cooler and breezy at times, with highs in the 60s to around 70. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy and less humid with areas of fog, lows in the 50s, some 40s in the Adirondacks. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, cooler and breezy at times, with highs in the 60s to around 70. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, rain will end, partial clearing, low 60 to 65, and for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, cooler and a bit breezy at times, a high of 70 to 75. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, partly cloudy, turning less humid overnight with some areas of fog, a low around 60, and for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, cooler and a bit breezy at times, a high of 70 to 75. Region-wide on Thursday, increase in clouds, a chance of late-day showers, a high around 70, and on Friday, variably cloudy, with a chance of showers and storms, breezy and more humid, with highs in the 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.